we've just released a report called Wood Housing Health Humanity. And what we found in that report is that there's a whole suite of research around the world which shows that wood has positive health-giving benefits to people when you're surrounded by it, either at home, at school, or increasingly in things like hospitals and definitely at work. There's a measurable reduction in heart rate for people sitting in rooms when they're surrounded by wood than if they're sitting in rooms that are surrounded by either plasterboard or steel walls, things like that. There's a year-long study that was carried out in Austria which kind of mapped the progress of two classrooms full of children, 15-year-olds. And what they found is that at the end of the year, the students in the classroom that was had wooden desks and wooden paneling on the wall, they had better academic outcomes and also better physical outcomes. They had better heart rates, less stress-related concerns. So what we're kind of finding with this, all this research that has been happening around the world, is that wood actually has real and measurable benefits for the people who are surrounded by it.
Now, you talk about positive physiological and psychological benefits in regards to wood. Are there certain types of wood that resonates with people more than others?
In terms of species and things like that, no, it doesn't appear to be. The research that's been carried out are a whole range of different types of wood. A lot of the research is European, and a lot of the wood they use in Europe is pine, because that's, you know, that's native to Europe and they have an awful lot of it. So they use a lot of pine, but there's nothing that indicates one type of wood is better than others in this area. From an environmental perspective, what you really need to make sure is that the wood you're using, if you're renovating your home or your workplace, that the wood you're using is responsibly sourced wood so that it's certified.
So apart from wood looking good, can it help with other things like air quality?
Yep, absolutely. So wood has a measurable impact on the air quality in a room. And the reason it does that is exposed wood actually absorbs and releases moisture. So if it's a really dry, hot day, it releases moisture into the atmosphere. If it's a damp, moist day, it actually it takes moisture out of the atmosphere. So when you're actually sitting in a room, the wood is helping to moderate the air around you, which is a great and free service that it's providing.
Now, you said that a lot of the studies of the impacts, the positive impacts of wood on people are coming out of Europe, but you've spoken to a number of Australians as well on their impressions of the myths and the realities to do with wood. What have you found?
Yeah, look, what we found, and it may not be very surprising, but what we found is 96% of Australians say they like the look and feel of wood and that it's warm and inviting. But when we asked them, do they have any understanding of the health benefits of wood, less than half have any understanding that being surrounded by wood has health benefits for people. And those findings are relatively consistent to what we've been finding in other areas of research, for things like, you know, having indoor plants or being able to see a garden from your bedroom or from your office. Those kind of environments as well have a positive impact. So the research in wood is much newer than the research in contact with nature, but essentially what we're thinking is happening is that wood is seen as a natural material. It's normally a complicated material. When you look at it, it has lines and it's got grooves and patterns in it. And what we know is that looking at patterns is actually good for creativity and eyesight and all sorts of other stuff. So we're expecting that similar sort of thing that looking at nature does.
So how does surrounding yourself with wood fit in with climate change?
So wood is the only significant building material that stores carbon. And what I mean by that is trees, as they grow, they take carbon out of the atmosphere and they essentially turn that carbon into wood. So when you harvest the tree and then when you use that tree to make, let's say, a desk, if you have a desk and your desk weighs 50 kilos, literally half of the weight of that desk, so 25 kilos, is stored carbon. That's carbon that's locked out of the atmosphere for the life of that desk. And if you think about it, if you build it into a house frame, it's going to be locked away for a lot longer. And in terms of dealing with climate change, that's really what we need to do. We need to be taking carbon out of the atmosphere and locking it away in place. It can't be released again.